Record rain and flooding at several of Kansas' state parks caused weeks of closures, damaged structures, and washed out roads. State park officials say they typically need to make $1 million in May, June, July, and August in order to have enough cash flow to make it through the winter. But this year, the parks only brought in $981,000 in May and $568,000 in June. State Parks Director Linda Lanterman says even though parts of some parks are still underwater, the agency saw better than expected attendance toward the end of summer.
August was a $1 million month. Who would have guessed? Not me.
She says the department will be applying for federal aid to help pay for cleanup and rebuilding, though it's not clear how much it'll cost. For KMUW News, I'm Brian Grimmett.